Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, workers' compensation attorney Josh Turham answers the question a lot of Wisconsinites are asking, why don't I have a hearing date yet?
Thanks, Haley. So this is something that's an ongoing issue that we're having. And there's two key things that everyone should know, one of which is probably pretty obvious, which was that in 2020, when the pandemic hit, the Department of Workforce Development and Division of Hearings and Appeals in Wisconsin had ultimately shut down. And they said, look, we're not going to have hearing dates. We're not going to have in-person hearings in light of the pandemic and the health crisis at that point in time. Hearings didn't resume then until January of 2021. So there was a significant delay from approximately March or April of 2020 up until January 2021 before they were even rescheduling or setting these matters for hearing. And as a result, there's a backlog, a significant backlog between those dates for hearing dates that should have occurred during that period of time, but were postponed or delayed until 2021. So there, and the numbers are all over the place in terms of what that backlog truly is. But that's creating a problem in terms of getting matters set or set in a timely manner. The second thing, and this is what's new right now, or something that people don't know more likely than not, is that the two state agencies that are running the workers' compensation system, more or less in the state of Wisconsin, to put it bluntly, at odds. You have the Department of Workforce Development, which is the state agency that has run the workers' compensation system in Wisconsin for over 100 years. And then you have what's called the Division of Hearings and Appeals, which is a second agency that was introduced a few years ago. And for whatever reason, politically or otherwise, I won't get into that as to why there was a second agency. But ultimately what's happening is these two agencies are not necessarily coming together or working together to get these cases moving. To be really, really specific on this, before the introduction of the Division of Hearings and Appeals, you'd file an application for hearing, and then ultimately you would certify your claim for hearing, and that was introduced about 14 years ago. And the Department of Workforce Development, the original agency, would schedule that matter for hearing. When the Division of Hearings and Appeals was introduced, after that application for hearing was filed, jurisdiction for that case moved over to the Division of Hearings and Appeals. And then the filing of that certificate of readiness or saying, hey, we're ready for our hearing, became the mission or goal of the Division of Hearings and Appeals to get that scheduled. Once the pandemic hit and we started to see some problems as to the actual scheduling of hearings, for whatever reason, they have now completely or somewhat completely abandoned even the process with the certificate of readiness. And we are now in a state where it's very unclear and difficult to know when that hearing is being scheduled, because we aren't even being told as practitioners how those things are being scheduled or why and when we can expect them to be scheduled. So again, you have two different issues here that are creating a significant problem for injured workers, who are the people that we need to care and be worried most about here, that cannot get their claims moving forward. They cannot get a hearing date because of A, the backlog that we're having as a result of the pandemic, but B, which is a more subtle but just as important reason, is because we have the two state agencies at odds with one another, that quite honestly are changing the rules and the process on a monthly, if not quarterly, basis And therefore, it's really unclear in terms of exactly how the process is going to continue or go. So keep that in mind in terms of timing of these claims and why you are not getting a hearing date. We can obviously discuss that more, but that is those are the couple of reasons why we're seeing significant delays in workers' compensation claims moving forward in Wisconsin.